This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome
of blue
to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Clouds of white.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son, and I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning to everyone. Yeah, those just joining us, just waking up. We appreciate you listening. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock. So we've got 3 more hours of great information when it comes to your garden. So feel free to give us a call, and we will help you out with everything the best we can. Now, we talked a bit about the lawn. We talked about moss. We talked about, you know, compact soils. There's a lot of weeds out in the lawn right now. You know, those are all things that are going on. You know, one thing I would want to start discussing a bit is, you know, we've had so much moisture and so much rain that it's puddling up. And I don't know if you are noticing it at all, but I walked outside last night to take the dog out. You know, around, it was like 7:30, 8 o'clock. And so, you know, the sun was starting to come down, or was mostly down, because it was, it might have been closer to 7. But I walked out into seeing all these little flies, these, you know, not mosquitoes yet. We're not into the full mosquito season, but there are mosquitoes developing. There are mosquito larvae out there and starting. This is the time, because of all this moisture, where we need to get ahead of it. We need to get ahead of the mosquitoes coming this year. If you had them last year, you're going to have them again. And just with the amount of moisture that's in the soil, areas that are just sitting in puddles, we need to take care of it. And how do we take care of that? Well, that's with the mosquito bits or the mosquito dunks from Summit Responsible Solutions. Now, this Summit products, you know, they have others in there, but this is what we're focusing on right now. And you can use the mosquito bits, you can use the dunks, but here's what they do. They're not something that you have to just spray on the ground and break down. These are ones that you put in standing water. So, rain barrels. You know, the puddles that are in the yard. The bird baths. Right? A bird bath might not be as effective because you want to clean that out a little bit more often than every couple of months. You want to do it almost every couple of days in the spring because of the way that it can breed the mosquitoes. But anything that's standing water, you know, some of you might leave a wheelbarrow out, and the wheelbarrow is out there for a few days because it's rained. Well, the larvae can start going in there. Right. So using these products will help kill the larvae that are on there. And they will last for 14 days in those areas and break down and kill the mosquito larvae before they form. Now, using the bits or the dunks. Now, the dunks look like a little donut. Now, don't eat them. I mean, they're organic. And it's not going to harm you, but I wouldn't eat these. They look like little donuts. You can put those in and let them just dissolve. And it's going to help take care of the mosquitoes. Now, mosquitoes will breed in as little as a quarter inch of standing water. So right now, we're seeing puddles because of all the rain. They can just, if that rain just sits there, just can keep going. Now, doing it now is going to help prevent these larvae from producing, right? So the mosquito dunks, they kill mosquito larvae by releasing a biological larvicide, which is a BTI. So it's a Bacillus thuringiensis israelinus. Now, you've heard me talk about BT when it comes to the caterpillars that develop early in the spring. It's in the same family, just a different subspecies. Now, you know, what will happen is when female mosquitoes lay their eggs in standing water, treated with the mosquito dunk, the larvae will hatch, begin to eat that BTI, and die. So it's utilizing the same mode of action control for the mosquito larvae. Mosquito bits can be then sprinkled in marshy, swampy areas for a shock to quickly annihilate the larva population. So there's two options here. The mosquito dunk sits there, breaks down, and releases that BTI. The mosquito bits are smaller and can be more, can expand further for more of like that swampy area or the bigger areas, right? You also got to take a look at the neighbors around you, see if they're having it. And, you know, just recommend using it. There are other products from Summit, right? They do have the mosquito and gnat barrier spray, which is permethrin. And you can create that spray around the yard when you're seeing it. They have the hose end attachment. They also have the concentrate versions. But you can, this isn't just to get rid of the mosquitoes and the gnats. It also controls another, like a wide variety of pests out there. Ants, crickets, chinch bug, grasshoppers, Japanese beetle grubs, mole crickets, sod worms. And you could even use this on trees and shrubs to kill tent caterpillars, aphids, bagworms, leaf miners, mealybugs, spider mites, whitefly, and much more. So take a look at their website at summitchemical.com. You can get a lot of the information. They, like I said, there's more product there that you can use. Now, real quick, just with the mosquito dunks and the bits and everything, you can use this around water, and it's not going to harm, you know, people, pets, plants, or fish. It's not going to harm them. So this is something that you can use in those swampy areas or in the fish pond, and not have an issue with mosquitoes, and it's not going to harm the wildlife in there. So, good product, something to do early this year and think about. Now, I do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Dave's in Nashua.
Dave, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, thank you, Patrick. So for the past few weeks, I've been doing my yard cleanup here in Nashua, and I've noticed a lot of moss, even in sections of the yard that get a lot of sun and are relatively well-drained. So I've been scraping off the moss. I'm going to reseed in a couple of weeks. So I'm just wondering if there's anything I can do to prevent that other than, you know, just spreading more lime, or just trying to unpack the soil a bit more. If there's anything else I could do to prevent moss from coming back in my grass.
Yep. So there's a couple things you can do. Now, Removing the moss is huge, right? That's a big thing. We don't want to just let it sit. Now, you could use a moss killer to kill the moss, turn it black, so it's easier to remove. You get more of it. And then from there, what you're actually going to look to do is you're going to condition the soil. We're looking to help break down some of the trap nutrients that are there. We're looking at trying to fix the problem here. And sometimes it could be the acidity, too acidic. Sometimes it could be just, you know, trap nutrients. And do you have a lot of pine trees around the yard?
I do have some pine trees, yes.
Okay. So most likely it has a lower pH level. And here's the thing, though. Moss will grow in a higher pH. So one of the things we need to do to really get this for the long term here is get a soil sample done so that you can know what we're dealing with underground, so we know the right products to use above ground. What it's going to tell us is going to tell us where our pH level is, which is huge. But it's also going to tell us where, you know, the three main ingredients are. And then some of the lower ingredients that you don't think about are going to be there to help us out. Now, I want you to hang tight. There's a lot more to discuss. We're going to take a break. Phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Dave. He's got moss in the lawn. He's removed it. He just wants to know what else can be done to help kind of prevent this from happening again. Now, we started talking in regards to making sure that the moss is completely killed. We talked about getting a soil sample done so we can know what we're also dealing with here. But using a product like the Love Your Soil or sulfur from Natural Alternative is where I want you to look at doing. Because this is going to help break up the soil underneath. Now, most likely, with the amount of rain we've had and compact soils based on that, you probably have some very compact soils because of it, right? So what I'd like to see you do is use this product multiple times. Now, you might need to use it at double the rate, which is most likely, but the only way we're going to know these things is if you get that soil sample done. And you can do that now and have it sent away. Now, Natural Alternative has a way to test your soil. You go on their website, and they will send you the kit, which is a soil sample bag. You're looking to get about a pound of soil in there. And you don't want to just get it from one area. You want to get it from all over the areas that have this moss. Take the whole lawn. And what I like to do is take like the four corners and then the center of that area. Mix them together in a bucket. I like to let it sit outside in the sun for like 24 hours to help dry out some of that moisture that's in there so that you're not shipping, the excess water. I do this because we want to get the best reading possible. Then that goes out. Natural Alternative will read it, the soil sample, and then give you recommendations on what to do. But we're looking to see where your pH levels are. We're looking to see, any of the trapped nutrients. And from there, it can be adding lime and adding the sulfur. It could be a two for one, but it be done at the same time. It's not necessarily one that you have to wait on intervals. You can do the same day. It's just you don't do it in the same spreader, right? You don't mix them together. But those are two products that we could be using here to help balance it out. And the best way to find all this is to get that soil sample so that you can build on it for the future. So it's not just throwing down product, hoping that it's going to fix the solution without knowing, right? So just like, you know, we all, you know, a lot of us we'll get blood tests to see what's going on with our bodies. The soil test is the same thing. It's giving us that information. And then in the long term, what it does is allows us to not have to spend as much money because we're using the product that's necessary versus just throwing down, hoping to fix the problem. Now, does that help you, Dave?
Yes, I think so. The sulfur product, where is that from again? Which company?
So it's a natural alternative.
Okay.
And you can get a soil sample there, too. I would tell you this. You're most likely going to need to use the sulfur product anyways. Just with the amount of, you know, rain we've had, it's probably a compact soil. So it wouldn't be, you know, you could buy both of these products at the same time. You could buy the soil test and you could buy this. Up to you. There's plenty of places that can do soil tests. But we want the soil test that's going to give you detail. We don't want to just know what the pH level is.
Sure.
Right? There's a lot of times like stores can do, garden centers can give you the pH level. But it's not going to give you what else is going there. And mm-hmm. That's what we're looking for. There are certain elements that show up, like magnesium and boron, that will show up on a soil sample. But if you don't know what they mean, you don't realize that those two are trapping the nutrients in there. Like magnesium, if magnesium is too high, we need to break that barrier down because any fertilizer or anything you use is just stuck in the soil. So you're just throwing money at a problem, and it's just being wasted because it can't get to where it needs to go.
Okay.
All right?
All right, thank you.
All right, Dave, have a great rest of your day.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. So we're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
USA News Update. Thanks in part to conflict involving Israel and the Middle East, gas prices continue their upward trend. USA's John Schaefer.
AAA is reporting a roughly 20-cent increase per gallon of regular gas over the past month. The national average now standing at $3.63 a gallon. Experts attribute this rise to refinery maintenance and escalating tensions in the Middle East. They do anticipate further increases in gas prices as peak driving season approaches.
Roku has disclosed yet another security breach. On Friday, the company revealed about 576,000 accounts had been compromised. This revelation came to light while Roku was in the process of notifying customers about a prior breach that impacted roughly 15,000 accounts earlier in the year. Roku assured that sensitive data did remain inaccessible. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here
on, and... lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Margaret's in New Hampshire.
Margaret, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you for taking my call. I have some morning glory and chive seeds. When can I plant them, and should I do it inside?
So you said morning glory seeds.
Yes,
and
chive.
Okay.
Chive. C-H-I-V-E.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So the morning glories are ones that we want to really... I mean, we want to start getting those started sooner rather than later. And they are ones that we could... You're in... How far up in New Hampshire are you?
In Key, New Hampshire.
Okay. So, you know, you can actually start those from seed outdoors. I was thinking of something else here, but you can start those in a few weeks outdoors. I wouldn't start them now. If you wanted to start them indoors, you could, but they usually actually want you to get them just as basically frost breaks is when you would start them outside. And so the average last frost is going to be close to the 20th, 25th of May. And so that's about the time you would actually put the seeds outdoors. And you could put them right into the ground to get them going. One of the things with a morning glory is they have that hard coating on the seed. And sometimes using like a nail file and kind of filing a little bit on the seed just to make it break down a little bit. And then soaking those seeds overnight will help get them ready to germinate a little quicker. And you want them, obviously, in the full sun. Again, you can put them right in the ground as soon as the last frost kind of happens. And what you're looking to do is it's directly into the ground. It's not... you don't have to plant them in a container. Now, if you wanted to get them ahead, you could. You could put them in a container with a light mix, but just realize once they germinate, they're going to start going a little crazy in the next, you know, it's about a month and a week, like 5-6 weeks before you'd really want to put them outside, so they might get real big inside. Now, as far as the chives, you can start those indoors immediately. Those are ones that are immediate. Those can be done today if you wanted to. And they take, you really want to keep them indoors for about 8 to 10 weeks prior to, frosts are getting real cold. So you could have started those about a month ago if you wanted to. So for next year, if you do chives, start them the first week of March. But if you do start them now, you can get them out right after the frost date, and they're just going to be a little smaller than they would if you had started, obviously, a month ago. So chives indoors, and you want to you can do those immediately. But morning glories are ones that you can do right outdoor, right outside into the soil, right after the frost has gone by, and it's usually about a week past the last frost.
Have a great week.
You too, Margaret. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Thanks.
Bye bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's sunny out. Going to be a beautiful couple days here. It's looking like the next few days are going to be 60s. I mean, today might get up into the 60s barely, but it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are looking good, right? They're looking pretty good. So it's going to be some good days to get out there, especially, it's a school vacation week. So kids are home. You can make them do some work outside, get some things done. But it's going to be a good couple days here just to get some work done outside and do some cleanups. Get some of the stuff done that you haven't been able to because all it's been doing is rain. We might have a little bit of rain late in the afternoon today, but it's looking like, I was just looking at it, it's could get about 61 today, tomorrow 67, Tuesday 66, Wednesday 62. And let me go back into what we've been having for a few days, but that'll change. But it's looking pretty good. Really good time to get out there. Put down some crabgrass control. Put down that first application. If you don't need to do crabgrass control, put down the first fertilizer. Put some seed down. Get some things done in the yard and started to get going. Now, I still would not remove the leaves from your garden beds. I'd still leave those. We haven't had everything fully developed out there for the pollinators. The plants are just starting to wake up, so there's no real food source or pollen source yet. They're starting to get there. So I'd be leaving those leaves that you left around the garden beds. Or if you've left them on certain parts of the yard, leave them. We're not there yet. Let's get it warmer on a more consistent basis and stay. Now, I will say, obviously the next few days are going to have those temperatures where it's going to be warm enough. And you've heard Karen and I talk about one easy way to tell if crabgrass is going to start to germinate. And that is when the outside temperatures are above 55 for 3 straight days. And it's going to be close to 65 on 3 straight days. That's going to warm our soil temperatures up considerably, which is going to germinate that crabgrass and get started. So we want to get that crabgrass preventer down now. If you haven't already, this is the time. You start seeing the forsythia bloom, it's go time. We are ready to go. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. 1-800-516-1. And coming up at 8 o'clock, Karen from Natural Alternative is going to be joining us. So we look forward to that. Got some good information, as always. So definitely stay tuned for that. She's, like I said, we're going to be on at 8. There's a bunch to discuss. Bunch, as always. I mean, April is such a good amount of things to discuss. Lots of pests right now. A few things there. So we'll discuss that when she comes on around 8. Otherwise, lines are open. We'll do everything we can to help you out in between now and then after Karen being on. So definitely look forward to your calls. But stay tuned to 8 o'clock. Karen from Natural Alternative. Now, if you are planting this year and you are getting new trees or shrubs put out, I want you to think about using the Biotone Starter from Espoma. Now, that Biotone Starter is one of the best products out there with the fertilizer and the mycorrhizae mixed in it together. Now, the Biotone Starter Plus helps enhance the mycorrhizae that's already there. It helps with the beneficial microbes. It helps establish that plant faster. It'll grow deeper roots and bigger blooms. And it's 100% natural and organic approved. It's as well as being safe for people, pets, and the planet. Great product to use. You want to use exactly the amount that it tells you on the bag. Now, this is not a product where more is better. It's not the case. We want to use the right amount. Now, if you're planting perennials and you're getting some 2-gallon perennials, you're using 1 cup per plant. Now, if you're bringing in a bigger shrub, like a 5-gallon shrub, you're using 2 cups. If you get a tree that has a root ball that is 24 inches across, you're actually using 6 cups. But this application table is online. It's also on the back of the package. But follow it to a T. These guys are scientists that build this. They know what they're talking about. And we want to keep the right amount for you in the plant. It's going to help with that transplant shock. Now, you might be thinking, transplant shock, I'm not digging it out of the ground. Well, if it's a root ball where it's what they call ball and burlapped, it's had its shock happen. It got dug out of the ground. Now, you putting that into the ground, it's going to need something to help with that shock that it's gone through. And that's where that Biotone Starter Plus comes from. So it's a great plant food with organic ingredients enhanced with beneficial microbes, humates, and mycorrhizae. And this is all from Espoma. They've been in the industry since 1929. They know what's going on. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And, you know, we've talked a lot about moss in the lawns. I'm seeing it everywhere. I started out, I told you, my lawn looks beautiful right now. It might be the fact that, you know, it's completely covered in moss, my backyard at least. But it's a nice bright green. It's awesome. And we know that doesn't stick around, and we got to get rid of it. And we talked about how to get rid of it. Using a Moss Max, right? Moss Max from Bonide. It comes in a granular or a liquid form. You use the liquid form, you spray over the entire thing. And then once that starts to turn black, we need to make sure we remove that moss. That moss just sticks around, and for some reason, it'll come back if you don't get rid of it. Even though you've killed it, it comes back. So it's not necessarily about just killing it. We got to remove it. From there, we work on the soil. We need to get soil samples done so we know exactly what's going on and how we can help fix it. If we do not get that soil sample, it's like throwing money at a problem until something happens. But you don't know if it's too much of one, not enough of another, or what that is. So just something to be thinking about soil samples are huge right now to help the long-term effects of your lawn and the long-term effects of your wallet. So we know what's going on. We spend it on the right things instead of a possibility of other things. So, something really to think about. Something to look at and say, yeah, you know what I'm going to do with this year? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get the soil sample done. But here's a bigger thing I want you to think about. You've done the soil sample now. Once you've followed a program for most of the season, at the end, I want you to do it again. So then you can go into next year knowing, all right, I'm just going to maintain, and this is how I'm going to take care of it. Now we're going to take a break. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Bonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Bonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Bonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm going to go right into the phone lines. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Joshua's in Hyannis.
Joshua, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Happy Sunday.
You as well, sir.
So, my first call of the spring. I've called you before about about 16 hydrangeas that I planted over the past two seasons.
Yep.
Everything's budding wonderfully. Leaves are coming out of the stems. Although, because of last year's episode with, like, none of the hydrangeas, like, you might have one flower, maybe two.
Mm-hmm.
This winter, I feel, was a little better than the last winter. And at least I hope so, because they look better than they did last spring.
Yep.
Now I have not fertilized them. I've done nothing except water them when needed. But now, would you suggest any type of pruning for the ones that are in their second tier?
Well, so the only pruning I would suggest is if they were the paniculata style hydrangea, the white hydrangea. If they're the blue, I wouldn't touch. Right? So if they're the white paniculata, I would definitely suggest you can do some pruning. One of the things, though, you said that I remember it didn't get a lot of buds this year. I'd be looking at using for a fertilizer this spring. Using the superphosphate first thing.
Oh, Okay.
Because that superphosphate is going to put a lot of the phosphorus into the soil, and it's going to help get the right nutrients where they need to go, right? You don't need to use a lot of it. You really don't. That's the thing, is the superphosphate, it's such a high rate that you're actually using a half a teaspoon per foot of drip line diameter. So it's not a lot. But
okay. That
amount of it is going to help the root system go in and kind of grab more of the nutrients in the soil to help produce more blooms for you this year.
Also on the property, there are rhododendrons that are, I would say the better part of 30 years old, that are 25 feet tall and 25 feet wide. They're absolutely huge.
Yep.
They flower beautifully, but do you think those should be fertilized too?
You can definitely fertilize, but the thing is, when you'll use the Holytone for that, but really quick, the rate that you would need of how much to use is 1 cup per foot of drip line diameter, double the quantity if drip line diameter is 3 feet or larger. So you're looking at 50 cups, which I believe three cups per pound. So that is 12, 18. It's like 18 and two-thirds pounds. So you're using a full bag of the 18-pound Holytone just for one plant, right? So it's a little expensive, and you need a lot, right?
Yeah.
So that's, you can use the Holytone, but again, just think of how much you need to use in order for it to really be helpful. Okay.
Okay. And I got another question or so, but so I put in a couple of ornamental grasses, pampas grasses.
Yeah.
I believe they're Japanese blood red. I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
But they. I put them in last year, both of them. One in the rock bed, one actually in the lawn.
Yep.
And I'll hold on the break.
Right, so I got to go to, at 8 o'clock, I have Karen from Natural Alternative coming on.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be a bit. You looking just to prune them, clean them up?
I already cut them, and they are starting to coming back up again, so I don't need to fertilize those.
I'd just leave them be. You're going to be okay. We'll be back.
All right.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.